it in! The U.S. go up! What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra!
Lloyd will try a long hit! What a goal from Lloyd! This is spectacular! It's hit with no regard for humanity! Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute! That was worth the price of admission alone!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome in everybody to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Got a good show put together here tonight. Best part of the day is talking soccer. Behind the glass, continuing on, is the great Brian McDonald. Streaming at ESPN975.com. Call in number 713-780-3776. Keep that handy, because tonight I'll be giving out, do a four-pack to the Houston Dash this Friday night. They play Utah. And then I got a couple pairs I want to put out for the Dynamo ATX Derby game. All right. Show is always presented by the great John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-780-3776. Call now. So here's what we got on the show tonight. Next segment, Andre Linger joins me. You all saw him score that spectacular goal, pulled a point for the Dynamo late in that one in their last home game. So Andre Linger is going to join us tonight. We're going to talk about his career, his influences, and a number of other things. Also, it's nice to have a DP that speaks English. Isn't that nice? It's great for marketing, that's for sure. And then in the third segment, the challenges of playing beach soccer, which to me really is, it's almost a different sport. But Nikki Hames will join me tonight. She's on the U.S. Women's Beach National Team, and she's pushing along with a lot of other women to have a full Women's Beach National World Cup, just like the men. So we'll have Nikki on tonight to finish off the show. So let's get after it tonight here. Dynamo acquire an international spot from Columbus. For new striker Toyosi Olusanya of St. Mirren, presumably. I think it was $250,000 of GAM acquired. The Dynamo will acquire him reportedly for about $200,000. He was going to walk from St. Mirren on a free, so St. Mirren's glad to get some cash for him. Manchester City today. Getting a 2-1 victory, they jump up in the standings in the Premier League to third place. Nottingham Forest is now fourth, but Manchester City has a game in hand. Also, Barcelona today, a 1-0 victory over Mallorca. They are now 7 points ahead of Real Madrid with a game in hand. Additionally, with Manchester City, was something interesting came out today. They were allocated almost $6 million as part of the club benefits program of UEFA. Now, what is that? It encourages clubs to release players for national team participation. So the more guys that are released to play for national teams, the more money you receive. So that's to encourage clubs to have a good relationship with national teams. Real Madrid and Inter Milan both got back about 4.5 million, 233 million euros distributed to 901 clubs. So there you go. City today, as mentioned, 2-1 over Aston Villa. Silva and Nunes with the goal. Rashford for the penalty spot for Aston Villa. And again, now Nottingham Forest is fourth, followed by Newcastle and Chelsea on 59 points. Forest has got 60. So it's pretty crazy. Liverpool could win the Premier League tomorrow, depending on results. If Arsenal lose at home to Crystal Palace, I don't think that's going to happen. They'll probably have to wait till Saturday. And then Saturday, Liverpool could seal it up with a win against Spurs at Anfield. So they will win the Premier League. So there you have that. I want to talk a little bit about the Gold Cup. And by the way, if you want to get ahead of the Gold Cup, it's LSSE.net for tickets to get in line for all the information. LSSE.net. Gold Cup's going to have 16 teams. It's the 18th version of this. Caribbean, Central America, North America. Eight teams qualified for it direct from the Nations League. seven Gold Cup preliminary teams, and then one guest. The guest is Saudi Arabia. Go figure. Okay, Saudi Arabia's in. Group stage, you have four groups of four teams. Here's what they are, just to remind you. Some of you already know this. Group A, Mexico, Costa Rica, Suriname, Dominican Republic. Never know with Suriname. It's got Dutch influence. You never know what happens there. Costa Rica, Miguel Herrera's the coach. That'll be interesting when they match up with Mexico because he used to coach Mexico. The B group is Canada, Honduras, El Salvador, and Curacao. Interesting note there. Obviously, Jesse Marsh, the coach of Canada. Curacao's head coach is Dick Advocaat. Played in the North American Soccer League. Very famous coach with Curacao. El Salvador just doesn't seem to have the power and strength. We'll see where Honduras is at. Group C is Panama with Coco Carrasquilla, Jamaica, Guatemala, and Guadeloupe. And then the U.S., interesting group. Haiti, Trinidad and Tobago. And then they have Saudi Arabia in that group as well. So the top two teams from each group will advance, and you have quarter semis. And then, of course, the legendary first-ever final here in Houston, Texas, at Energy Stadium. Get lined up for it. Get a suite. Get the information at LSSE.net. That's LSSE.net. All right? Most exciting team in the world. Who is it to you? 713-780-3776. Is it Barcelona right now? Got to admit, they're fun to watch. They got a 1-0 victory over Mallorca today. They will play on Sunday in the Copa del Rey, Saturday, 3 o'clock. So this is perfect. You catch the Copa del Rey final between Barcelona and Real Madrid, and then you go to the Dynamo Derby against Austin FC. That's pretty nice, right? Now, that's how you spend an afternoon. Catch a game at Senate Avenue Brewing, or maybe you go to Hugh O'Connor's. Hugh O'Connor's is going to be flooded with Liverpool fans for sure. But maybe you go out to Senate Ave Brewing and you catch Barcelona, Real Madrid. And you might even stay there and drink that great beer and have all that great food. You might even stay there and then just catch the Dynamo there. And, of course, you would catch the local call. Okay. So interesting about Barcelona and Hansi Flick. In the next 17 days, they got to play Real Madrid twice. They got two matches with Inter Milan in the semifinals. I mean, this is high pressure. Sorry, 14 days. They're still in the running to win La Liga, Copa del Rey, and the Champions League. It's quite a turnaround. After the difficulties of losing Lionel Messi, regaining respect after all this financial nonsense, which you still have a hard time wrapping your hands around. But, boy, with Lamine Yamal, Dani Olmo, and all these guys, this is a very fun team to watch. And I would say, in my opinion, most entertaining team on the planet. 713-780-3776. You let me know about that, if you agree or disagree. 713-780-3776. All right, down in Mexico, you've got the final group of teams that are going to be battling in the playoffs. By the way, Chivas Guadalajara don't get in today. There's Chicharito showing videos of himself taking saunas. I don't know what that was all about. I didn't stick around to watch that whole video. But apparently he took some stick for being a little ultra-positive after getting eliminated. So there you go. Toluca with Hector Herrera, mostly in a role off the bench. They're number one in Mexico. Number two is Club America, who've won more titles than anybody in the history. Cruz Azul is three. Tigres of Monterrey is four, who the Dynamo will get in the League's Cup. I'm telling you, that's a can't-miss night. Tigres in Houston is going to pack Shell Energy Stadium. It's going to be a fight for dominance down there. I think they may win that one as far as attendance, unless Dynamo fans get after it. So Tigres is fourth. Necaxa, León with Jaime Rodriguez, who was up near the top of the table. They've dropped. Rayados, Di Michelis is going to remain as the coach. Sergio Ramos is there. And then you've got Pachuca, Juarez, and Pumas. The four teams that are in the playoff initially is Monterrey, Pachuca, Juarez, and Pumas. And Pumas with Coco Carrasquilla. So that's what you got going on in Liga MX. I would suggest you watch it. Those playoffs are absolutely insane and crazy usually. And there's a lot of controversy always in those games. Bruce Arena said this, quote, if you look at every national team in the world, the coach is a domestic coach usually. And I think when you have coaches that don't know our culture, our environment, our players, it's hard. Bruce Arena, most successful national team coach in U.S. history. Kind of agree with that. I don't know if you do. 713-780-3776. Everybody's playing all over the world now, I think, adjusting to coaches. I don't know. Who am I to question Bruce Arena, right? But I can tell you there were coaches that were foreign that were successful in other countries. How about Guus Hiddink? The Dutch coach at South Korea got him to the semifinals of a World Cup. Leo Benhocker, who recently passed, the legendary, well, he got Trinidad and Tobago to their first World Cup ever in 2006. Sad he passed away. What about Otto Rehhagel, German coach, took Greece to the Euros in 2004. Very pragmatic Greek team, but they won it. 713-780-3776. Tomorrow night, there's some player development talk at the Toros facility, 2202 Summer Street, 530. I'm going to go there early for that. Josh Gardner, who heads up the Houston Rangers, GFI, Gareth Glick is going to be there. These are two MLS Next programs. I don't think the Dynamo are going to be in attendance. I wish they were because I think it would be a nice platform for them. But I don't think they're going to be there, Tony Vigil and company. And I'm still trying to get Tony on the show. I want to talk player development with him. So that's going on there, and that starts at 5:30 tomorrow, and there's a lot of networking going on around that event tomorrow. All right, little Tom Petty here. So a couple things here right now. Nico Nico's Greek and American Cafe, three locations in Houston for the best in Greek food. It's an institution. Our great friend Dimitri is legend. He's very excited. His son's going to play college football at UNLV. All the Greek favorites there, souvlaki, gyro, lamb shank, amazing soups, pastries, three locations, I-10 and Beltway near Katy. The New Woodlands location's amazing. But the favorite, for me, is Montrose. Nico Nico's Greek and American Cafe. Also, Senate Avenue Brewing, small batch brewery and kitchen, handcrafted beer, no mass production here. Award-winning beer. My favorite, the Copper Ale. Andrew Mitchin and his staff know how to make beer. Seven big screens. They do a ton of watching soccer out there. We have every second Tuesday of the month our live show there. We'll be back out there and I know who the guest is going to be, but we're going to have live guests from the Dynamo and hopefully the Dash as well. Andrew's a huge soccer fan. Comfortable atmosphere, dog-friendly patio, 290 to Senate Avenue exit, go north one block, 16,000 Dillard is the address. It's one of Houston's great football-watching venues outside of downtown, Senate Avenue Brewery. All right, caller number four right now. Caller number four is going to get a pair of tickets to the Houston Dynamo Austin FC game. We were previewing that last night. Caller number four at 713-780-3776. Stay with me. Coming up next, live on this show, Andre Linger, the new Dynamo striker who scored that fantastic tying goal in that match against Colorado. Stick with us. Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm.
Yeah, she looks so right. She is all I need tonight.
ESPN 97.5. I assume you knew. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-CALL-NOW. Now, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, well, they are the best when it comes to personal injury attorneys. Nobody wants to get in any type of an accident, but there are times you need to have representation. John and his firm are going to work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. You might get in a car, boat, motorcycle accident. Doesn't matter. You want the best that will fight for your right for compensation. DaspitLaw.com, 713. Call now is the number. T-shirts and hats, by the way, Soccer Matters, brought to you by Lamont Brands. So go to LamontBrands.com and get your Soccer Matters t-shirt and hat. Would love it if you picked those up. We reminded you that LSSE.net for your Gold Cup final tickets. Get to the front of the line, LSSE.net. And last night we had another showing of Monday Night Football, where we're showing World Cup matches in cooperation with the artist Petiri and Team Houston. Last night we were at Forngin in Studio East End, and it was a 1954 final. All right, welcome back, everybody, as we go right now to the new Dynamo signing. He's represented the Czech Republic internationally. You saw his spectacular header to get the Dynamo a point and a draw in their last home game, 2-2-2 with a 2-2 with the Colorado Rapids. Andre Linger joins us now. Andre, thank you for coming on tonight.
Hello, Glenn. Thank you for having me. Nice to hear you.
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
We're very excited you're on the program tonight. We're very excited you are in Houston. And first of all, we just want to first talk about that spectacular goal you scored. And when we go to break after the interview, we're going to play that from the local call. But Andre, just tell us how you decided on Major League Soccer and coming to Houston. I know you've said you've talked to Peter Musa up in Dallas, but to make a decision like this is a big one.
Yes. First of all, thank you, Glenn, for having me. And I'm also excited to be part of this program. So, yeah. Yeah, when I heard about the offer from Houston, it was like middle of March, I think. And the competition in Czech is like from January, so you know, it was tough to start a negotiation with the head of Slavia Prague, and because I was the important player for them. But when I heard about the offer from MLS, you know, it was like a dream, you know, come, because I heard a lot of about MLS, like you mentioned with the Peter Musa. Also, I have some Czech friends here. Pavel Bucha, Tomáš Ostrák, yeah. So, and I know the league is growing up, and in 2026 will be World Cup. So, you know, it was, for me, it was a really big challenge to try it, and I'm happy, really happy that it comes true, you know. And I'm here at Houston. I have here my wife and my two-month boy, and, yeah, so far we really enjoyed it, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you coming on tonight. Dynamo fans, Andre Linger joining us. He's only 26 years of age. So to come on in a debut like that, I'm watching you very closely. You kept the ball well for the Dynamo. Every ball you got, you linked up with people. You were incredibly mobile. But then to score this remarkable goal and send everybody in that stadium home happy was pretty amazing. Just some of your thoughts about once you went in that game and, you know, where you were in your mindset before producing this goal.
Oh, that's, I'm so happy for that. The people, the fans were living happy. So that's why I'm playing football, you know, and to make people happy, also to help my team. And it was, like you said, it was really good debut for me, but if it's like a winning goal, it will be much, much better. But I take it. But, yeah, you know, when you are on the bench, you can just see the game, how it's going. And when I came on the pitch, it was like 75 minutes, and the match was like upside down. Colorado had a lot of chances, but we don't create, I think, too much chances. But when I came up, unfortunately, in 2 minutes, we conceded a goal. You know, it was really, really, really bad for us, because it was like 80 minutes, and I think we can play a better football. But at the end, you know, in my mind, it was like now you have, it's your time, you know, because now you can help the team. And also Coach Ben told me, be dangerous in the 16, what is your job and where is your strength? So perfect ball from Jack McGlynn to Franco. And it was like instinct. I thought before that from his head, the ball will come to the spot. And I run before the Colorado players, and I made a head. So, yeah. And after really, really good celebration, and also I heard your reaction, and I got a goosebumps, so it was really nice.
Yeah, it was a fantastic goal. We're going to play that again, I think, when we go to break, so you can listen to it. I want you to hear it again, but it was a fantastic goal. So you grow up in the Czech Republic. This is a country with amazing soccer history, amazing players. Pavel Nedved, yes. Peter Cech, Jan Koller, who we'll never forget here in the U.S. for the goal he scored against us in the World Cup. Baroš, Rosicky, Panenka, we can go on and on. Your influences growing up in football in your country, tell us about it.
Yeah, of course. The competition in Czech is growing up also, like here in MLS. A lot of healthy businessmen are buying the clubs, and it's growing up. Also, if I mention like Slavia, we always play European Cup, Champions League Cup. So, yeah, it's really, really good for the players when they are growing up, you know, because then you make the transfers. Also, 2 years back, I was transferred to Feyenoord when I played Champions League. So the league is pretty interesting also for the big stages like England, Italy. So, and this last summer we were at the Euro with the Czech Republic. So I had experience pretty new from the European Cup, and it was really, really good. We play against Cristiano Ronaldo, you know, so yeah, pretty interesting, and I think it will grow up.
Andre Linger joining us, 24 or 27 appearances for the Czech Republic. He just told you he was at the Euros. Slavia Prague is a historic soccer club, obviously, in the Czech Republic. You were at Feyenoord for a while. You have come to a team that needs goals, and that's another reason why the fans reacted the way they did. That was the first multi-goal game of the season. Have you taught, and you came into a game that was very chaotic last night. But have you, or this past weekend, have you talked with Ben Olsen about how he's going to want you to play in his system, and will you have a lot of freedom? How's that conversation with your manager?
Yeah, we had this conversation with the coach. I think I had like three positions in our system where I can play. If it's a left side, if it's a right midfielder, and also if it's a number 10. Sometimes if Ben wants, I can play number 9. So, you know, I'm universal. But for me, the best position is number 10, where I can go to the boxes, make a deep run, like you mentioned. It'll be available for the midfielders, you know, with my movement. Yeah, be dangerous in the 16, and I think that's my job, you know, because I have the feeling in the 16, and I can help the team with that. Yeah,
I love the way you came into the game. You were just so professional. Every ball you got, you linked up with teammates. You looked incredibly determined. I know you call yourself
a
warrior.
Thank you so much.
You earned a free kick right away. There was just an aura around the way you came into that game. You know, I think, you know, there's a lot of expectation on you now to score a lot of goals, I think, especially the way you started. So I would just say, do you feel any pressure that you got to come in here and really help revive this team as a goal-scoring team?
Of course, I feel a little bit pressure, but it's normal for professional soccer player, you know. But, so that's why you play football. And now we have a tough opponent, which is second of in the table, you know. So, and also it's a derby, and yeah, it's a lot of pressure. But like always, I'm ready to help the team and give everything, you know. So if I will do it, I'm not afraid.
Houston Dynamo fans, we're talking to Andre Linger, 26 years of age. He's a new designated player, started off in a spectacular way. I want to go back to the header, Andre, and the ball that obviously Jack McGlynn switched it. You mentioned it. But then the header from Franco Escobar, he's got to put some pace on that in order for you to be able to kind of flick that to the far post, right?
Right. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I think it was the only option which Franco can make, you know. And I just ran before, and if I couldn't make a head, I would make a two-touch and shoot. But you know, it was like instinct. I knew it before that it will be chance for me.
Describe yourself as a player in your words instead of mine.
Yeah, like I said, when I'm on the pitch, I'm giving 100% for the team. I'm a warrior. I love to score goals. I love to create chances. But my strength is like hard work, you know. I'm always hard work, and I was the whole of my career that's why people love me, you know, also the coaches, because of my hard work and my mentality. That's my strength. I don't know how can I describe me more.
I would say you're a warrior, right? Like I heard you once say. Yeah, absolutely. I would love that. But I love the technical side of your game as well and the way you took that finish. Talk about Jack McGlynn and Ezequiel Ponce and trying to establish relationships with new attacking players around you. Amin Bassi, I would throw in there as well.
Yeah. That's true. They need to get used to on my style of football. And I think when they will use on me, it will be perfect, because I think they starting using on me also on the training, and they are really great guys, and we cooperate pretty well also in the dressing room. Yeah, it's perfect. For me, it's a great time.
Do you feel those relationships growing the more you train with the players? I mean, I know it's really early, but you can get the sense that things are starting to, you're learning each other's maybe habits and tendencies?
Yeah, of course. Every day for me is better, you know. But I mentioned it after matching the interview when I came in. They were acting on me pretty well from my first day, you know. And it's not usual when you go to a different club as a new player, because you know it's competition always between the players, because sometimes you play, sometimes you don't play, but everybody, I feel really, really welcome, you know, from the first days. And now, after the match, I think they can trust me more now, because I help the team. I make a point for this Houston Dynamo, and I think it's a really great start. And we will be better now, I think.
So, Andre, we're not going to dwell on the goal too much more, because we want to focus on Austin FC, right? And you scoring more goals this coming Saturday. But I do want you to hear, here's the local call of your goal, okay, to tie it up against Colorado, and then I want to get a comment from you after, okay?
Okay.
Here it goes.
McGlynn. Escobar! It's a tying goal! Unbelievable! It is the debut! Linger has scored here, the designated player to tie it up. On his debut, Andre Linger has immediately identified himself to the Dynamo fan base.
All right. Was that okay? Did I live up to it for you?
Oh, my God. Amazing. I will. When I retire, I will. When I fall asleep, I will. I will Every day I was.
Well, you know why? That goal call was great because of the nature of the goal you scored and the fans behind the background making all the noise. It was fantastic. Listen, Andre, before we let you go, we want to wish you the best of luck this coming weekend against Austin FC. I want to thank you very much for coming on and doing this live. Because it makes for such a better interview. So thank you very much for doing that. We thank Jack at the Dynamo also for setting this up. Thank you very much for coming on, Andre. I look forward to the next time you come on.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you so much for having me. And, we stay in touch.
Let's do it, because we love talking football and we love watching you score goals. And we'll look forward to it this weekend when the Dynamo and you take on Austin FC. Thank you, Andre.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Andre Linger, 26 years of age. He mentioned to you he played in the Euros. By the way, Slavia Prague, look up that club, because Slavia Prague has a lot of history. All right. Fat Boy Slim. Okay. We got beach soccer coming up with Nikki Hames. You're going to have a fun interview there. That was great stuff with Andre Linger. You know, those kind of interviews are gold for a fan base. They're absolute gold. When you have a DP that can talk to the fan base like that. You know, we didn't get that with Hector Herrera. I mean, to the Spanish fans, yes, who spoke Spanish. But, you know, it's impressive. You feel like you know him a little bit more now. For sure. All right, as we go to break here, a couple of things to remind you about. I do want to tell you that Hugh O'Connor's Pub is the I-10 and Newmarket Entertainment Center. That's the home of the Liverpool Supporters Group, so you can get out there. Beach soccer, save the date, May 10th, Third Coast Sand Complex, 5652 Forney. Go for more information to inlandsoccer.com. And we're going to talk a lot of beach soccer and playing on the sand. I think it's a completely different sport, to be honest with you. But inlandsandsoccer.com. is where you go. And then again, a big shout out to our friends at Senate Avenue Brewery, the small batch brewery and kitchen, and crafted beer. No mass production here. This is the best. It's all brewed right in house there. It's fresh as can be. Andrew Mitchum, the owner of Senate Avenue Brewing, is a huge Dynamo fan, huge soccer fan. Catch the games out there. Great, great food there as well. And they've got championship metal beer. The best. Really, really fresh and really good. It's great, great vibe out there. A lot of monitors, seven of them. Big outdoor patio. It's Senate Avenue Brewery. We'll be out there next month. We'll tell you more about that and who the guests are. Maybe we'll get Andre Linger out there. That would be cool. All right, as we go to break right now, I got a pair of tickets. We're going to go. Caller number three gets a pair to the Houston Dynamo against Austin FC, our derby match this weekend. Caller number five gets a pair. I don't know. We'll make it a four-pack. Caller number five to the Houston Dash at 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 here tonight. We've got a real treat in this final segment. Before we get to our next guest, though, a couple of things to remind you about, because it's very applicable to this next interview. May 10th, it's the Third Coast Sand Complex. It's located at 5652 Forney. Four versus four beach soccer tournament. Now, this is going to be very cool. It's on the sand, three plus a goalkeeper. Doesn't matter what level player you are, adult, youth players. I would say if you're on a youth team, this is a great break from your normal training and normal team. Just put a roster together and come out there and keep the adults out of it. InlandSandSoccer.com is where you sign up. InlandSandSoccer.com. That's where you sign up for this. Adults, you know, the adult beverage. You can practice a few bicycle kicks. Again, it's May 10th, Third Coast Sand Complex, 5652 Forney in Houston. Teams can have rosters up to 8 players. Use the promo code SOCCERMATTERS. You'll get 25 off your registration. And I've been trying to drum up the supporters groups in Houston, whether it's a Premier League team, the Dynamo, to get out and compete against each other. And then we'll kind of cover it on the radio as well. All right. Our next guest, she's a member of the U.S. Beach Soccer National Team. So we got somebody who's an expert here who's going to teach us about beach soccer tonight. She's Nikki Hames. She joins us now. Nikki, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. All right. So I guess I'm going to just start with the basic question of what are the biggest differences outside of playing on sand between the outdoor game and the beach game?
So there's actually a lot of differences. It is actually for beach soccer and the national team level, it's actually 4 and a goalie. So for inland will be 3 and a goalie, but smaller fields, smaller size of players on the field. You're thinking more movement around the field, kind of more of like a futsal style. So because of the sand, you're going to want to lift the ball a lot, playing the ball in the air, trying to get used to the different ground that is not very giving when it comes to dribbling, when it comes to passing, but it also creates a lot of creativity for when you're shooting, when you're dribbling. Can you create some different types of plays? Can you lift the ball? Can you get a perfect bounce in front of the keeper that's going to throw them off, or in front of your goalie or your players that you're playing against? So you'll see a much higher scoring game normally and faster pace. You have 3 12-minute periods when it comes to the national team level or club professionally, where you're subbing on the fly. So you might be on there sprinting as hard as you can for 2-3 minutes and then sprinting right off, making sure that you're timing your runs, timing your subs. Yeah, I can go on for days. So you tell me when to stop, but there's quite
no,
a
few. No, that's a good start. Now, I saw that you just came back with the national team. You were at the El Salvador Cup in San Salvador. This was interesting to me, because apparently El Salvador and Costa Rica have very good beach women's national team players and teams. Tell us a little bit about that tournament.
So that tournament for us, we have been there every year for the past few years, and it's always a battle. The last 2 years, we actually won it. So this year, we were trying to hold up our level, and which just meant that people were coming harder at us. And we did, unfortunately, lose it to El Salvador, the host team. But the battle, the grind, the derby that you can say was really intense. So every team that comes to a tournament every year, the next tournament, next year has new players, has new levels. So it's just like entirely new game that you're kind of unsure about, and each team has to level up. So it was a good tournament overall, not quite the result we wanted, but learning experience and overall great tournament.
Placed 3rd, the U.S. in that. Just back to the original question, it's interesting to me when people, scoop a ball up and hit a volley themselves. I mean, there are some really fun elements to this Absolutely. Game that are uniquely different than anything outdoors.
Yeah, it's super interesting. And what I love about it, it's creates this different mental side of the game. You're building a different level of confidence, different level of creativity, which is why I love teaching the kids or having anyone who's younger get into that sport. Yeah, it's different than playing on grass, going to be different touches, but it's more about the mental side. What can it create for you? Are you going to lift the ball when you see a bump there? Are you going to try and beat a player in the air? Are you going to try and beat them on the ground? So for me, my strength growing up was always my speed and beating players down the line. Still a strength of mine, but now I've been able to create a little bit of versatility where I can choose when I lift it and I hit, when I take it on the floor down the line, when I pass it in the air on the floor, if I shoot from a distance, hoping it hits the sand. So yeah, a lot of creativity, and it just things that I would have never tried when I was younger, I'm now trying. And even when I play on the grass, I'm like, oh, I just pulled a beach soccer move. Happy about that.
Yeah, the improvisation is a fun element to the beach game. Nikki Hames is joining us, U.S. Beach Soccer National Team. Played her college soccer at Rollins. I want to remind everybody here, May 10th, right here in Houston, we got a beach soccer tournament. Get out there and try it. Third Coast Sand Complex, 56-52 Forney. It's 4 versus 4, 3+ a goalkeeper. So goalkeepers, you know, you're going to be diving on sand. You're not going to hurt as much. It's going to be fun. Recreational to competitive. You can have up to 8 on a roster. InlandSandSoccer.com. InlandSandSoccer.com. Promo code Soccer Matters. You get 25 off. This is going to be a lot of fun. It's for adults and it is for youth. When you train for beach soccer, I'm assuming it's always on the sand, right?
Yes and no. I personally like to train in the sand as much as possible, but you don't always have that luxury. So often I do go out on my own and I'll go to a wall and I'm receiving the ball, just like I would have the kids nowadays go next to the wall, pass, receive, turn. I'm doing the same thing with the ball in the air. It could be on concrete, to a wall, to turning, finding a goal, trying to play in the air as much as possible, but then creating that creativity. So you don't only have to train in the sand, but it is beneficial. It'll make you adjust to the ground as well as build your speed, build your change of pace. So there's a lot of benefits, but I train in everywhere, in every environment.
She's Nikki Hames, U.S. Beach Soccer National Team member, joining us here tonight on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. Big shout out to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. You know, if you're playing a ball to somebody across the field in a beach game, are you trying to, you're obviously going to hit it in the air to their feet, right? Or their chest or,
yeah,
right? Like are the majority of your passes going to be in the air?
The majority of our passes will most likely be in the air. That being said, every team has a different style. So El Salvador loves to press really, really high. So sometimes you don't even have the opportunity to lift it. You want to be able to sometimes just recycle, play it back, pull that player out and then play it over. Sometimes you might be able to beat them on the floor, but the goal, the idea, the most beneficial would have time to lift, play it to your player in the air and then move again for them. So, yeah.
A lot of headers in the beach game?
There are.
Around goal, maybe?
A what?
Around the goal, maybe some
headers? Yeah, so headers, chilenas, volleys are probably some of the most common goals that you'll see, which is exciting. The biggest thing that I've learned is take your opportunities more, because if you take them, the field is shorter, so wherever you are in the field, if you shoot, you might get lucky at nice sand. Someone can make a run in. There's a lot of different areas of the field that are going to throw off the opponent. So it's gotten me to shoot a lot more often and create a lot more goals.
Nikki Hames is joining us, U.S. Beach Soccer National Team. Now, the men's side, what's going on here? The men's side has a World Cup. It seems like you guys, you ladies, have a very concerted effort and are working together to push for a sanctioned Women's Beach World Cup in the future, which I would think would become a reality.
Yes, we've been pushing really hard. And I think the cool thing about this sport is, yeah, each country has their national team and we're all obviously competing against each other, but we all have the same goal of wanting to have a World Cup. So a lot of us have come together and put together marketing, media, going intensely at FIFA and Beach Soccer Worldwide, who have been helping us immensely to make this happen. So we're just waiting for that day that they come out and say, hey, this is your time. Beach Soccer World Cup is here. And I do have a feeling that it's coming anytime. So
I would think it would. Just a reminder here, we're talking to Nikki Hames, a U.S. Beach Soccer National Team member. Right here in Houston, you can give beach soccer or sand soccer a try. May 10th. Third Coast Sand Complex. This is going to be fun right here in Houston. You get your information at InlandSandSoccer.com. InlandSandSoccer.com. It's open to youth and adults. It's going to be fun. There's going to be kind of a reggae party vibe out there as well. Tell us a little bit about the vibe of beach soccer, because when you're playing in these games, the crowd is kind of vibing. You know, we might have a little Bob Marley in the background or a little Peter Tosh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Actually, it's one of my favorite things about beach soccer. The environment is insane. There's always music playing. Every single tournament you go to, every single game, if there's not music, you're actually like, what is going on? Something is up. There's specific music or specific beats that are playing when there's free kicks, which are all the time in beach soccer and extremely dangerous. The environment from the crowd is just like high intensity. It's the same kind of people who are constantly on the beach. And we'll go to, for example, I have a tournament in Euros, in Portugal called Euros, and it's just hundreds of teams in one location, on the beach where everyone is around trying to listen to music, watching the plays, sitting in the crowds, halftime shows. So it's pretty cool. The environment is super fun.
Nikki, what would you say to people in Houston that were interested in the May 10th tournament that's going to be held here again at the Third Coast Sand Complex? You get the information at inlandsandsoccer.com. But what would you say to people about this tournament and playing in it and participating?
I would say it's an opportunity you don't want to miss. It's super fun. And for anyone who is scared to play on sand, I promise you, you're going to come out of there feeling more confident, trying new things. You might get a couple falls here and there. We call them the sand monsters. But in the end, it's really cool to see a different side of you come out, different level of confidence, different style of goals, and just in general, have fun with it. It will elevate your game and just as a person, as a player, so much.
I think for the youth, for anybody who's involved in youth soccer in Houston, I would think this is a great sort of, you know, enhancement to your normal training, doing something different. Like you said, finding some different things out about yourself because you got to adapt to the surface.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm based out of Miami right now, and here I have a ton of players. My youth girls look forward every single year for me taking them out to beach training on the field and trying the scoop and the shot and chilenas here and there. And it's like things that they wouldn't actually try on the grass, but now they'll go out there and they have a new element to their game.
Side volleys, scissor kicks, you name it.
You can try it.
All right. So who's technically the best in the world right now when it comes to women's sand soccer? I mean, since there is no World Cup, you can't really tell maybe, but I mean, am I going to be very obvious here and go to Brazil?
Brazil is amazing. They are really, really good. The other top competitor, I would say, would be Spain. Spain is awesome. And the two things about those, Spain and Brazil have leagues that go on throughout the year. Brazil has actually a pretty long league, which goes on throughout most of the year or two halves of the year. Spain has about a 4-week league, but it's highly competitive. And so they're constantly training. And the chemistry, the technical side, as you know, is intense. So it's always a big game for us.
By the way, what's up with all the Californians on the roster of the U.S. women's beach team? I mean, obviously it's the beaches, right?
Yeah, the beaches, and they're awesome. They just, yeah, I kind of grew over there originally, and somehow I just got lucky that it found me here in Florida. And Virginia's another hotspot. So I would say those are the two. I call myself a hotspot, even though it's just me, but I'm trying over here. So we are really looking forward to growing the game, getting more soccer players involved from all over the country. We have players in multiple states, so everyone has the opportunity.
Yeah, and it's and you know, a tournament like this in Houston that's being done by Inland Sand Soccer is a great way to introduce people to it too and kind of grow it. And who knows, maybe one day there's a full professional league.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something we're working on with U.S. soccer support and from the players who are just really devoted to making it happen all over the country. I see it happening one day. So we're excited to, especially with this inland soccer tournament, to help grow the game.
Nikki, thanks so much for coming on the show tonight. This was a lot of fun. Let's do it again down the road here because there's a lot more I'd like to talk to you about the game on the sand. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's Nikki Hames, U.S. Beach Soccer National Team. And that was some good stuff there. I got to tell you, you got to give it a try. May 10th, Third Coast Sand Complex. It's right here in Houston, 5652 Forney. It's 4-on-4, 3+ a goalkeeper. You got youth and adult divisions. This is going to be a blast. InlandSandSoccer.com is where you get the information on it. Again, it's 4-on-4 with a goalkeeper, and you can have a roster up to 8. But the perfect training aid and break from the normal game, I think, for every youth soccer player in Houston. And then, you know, if you're an adult, you know, knock back a couple pina coladas and entertain, you know, a couple bicycle kicks. That's what we need to see from some 40-year-old plus soccer players. There's nothing.
It's also
better.
Less taxing on the joints, I will say.
Yeah,
that.
that's a good point. You're going to come out of there with bigger, stronger quads after this.
Yeah, absolutely.
That does it tonight, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Again, reminder, you get the podcast of this show at ESPN975.com, also Spotify and Apple. We appreciate everybody tuning in here tonight, plus the winners of tickets to the Dynamo Dash games. Thanks for coming on tonight. For producer Brian McDonald, I'm Glenn Davis, and don't forget, our presenting sponsor, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-CALL-NOW. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. You get in an accident, we don't want you to, but if you do, they are the best. It is the Daspit Law Firm. Till next week, remember, soccer matters.